I want you to turn with me tonight, please, to the second book of Samuel, chapter number 12 tonight. I want to thank Pastor Kennedy for those very kind words. When you are an evangelist, there's an advantage and there's a very disadvantage in being an evangelist. The advantage is you get meeting new people and you get making new friends. But the disadvantage is when the mission's over, then we have to say our goodbyes until some other time. And I don't like the last nights of missions because I get so attached to people and it's just lovely being here. I've really enjoyed these meetings. Felt that the Lord is moving. Felt that the Lord know what the Lord is speaking tonight over these last 2 weeks. And listen, friends, from one big friendly fella to you tonight, listen. What I've been preaching is the truth. And you know, God loves you tonight and He wants to see you saved. And listen, if you ever do want to have a wee chat with me, don't be one bit afraid now, don't be one bit shy. I'm the most easiest big fella to get on with. And I'm here to listen. And if you do feel that you want to chat with me afterwards, or you want to come back, I've been knocking about out of the hall there, and we'll have a wee chat. And I totally detest evangelists, detest them, who force people into decisions, and who try and put arms up people's back to get them saved. I'm not on for that. But if there's something troubling you, now you come and see me, please, and don't be shy. I'm a big shy fella myself. You wouldn't think it, but I am. But please, you feel free. If you want to come and speak to me, I'll be only too glad to listen. Now, our Bible reading tonight involves a child. And mind you, when a child is involved, it touches the heart. And when we come to this, our Bible reading tonight, we're coming to a sick child. A child that's dying. And David the king is the father of this child. And David's praying. And he's praying for his sick child. Now what father who has a heart at all wouldn't pray for a sick child? Praying that the Lord would intervene here. And praying that the Lord would answer prayer the way David would want it answered. But when we come down to verse 18, this is what we read. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead. For they said, behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead? But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. And therefore David said unto his servants, is the child dead? And they said, he is dead. Then David arose from the earth and washed and anointed himself and changed his apparel and came into the house of the Lord and worshipped. Then he came to his own house, and when he had required, they set bread before him and did eat. Then said his servants unto him, what thing is this that thou hast done? Thou didst fast and weep for the child while it was alive. But when the child was dead, thou didst rise and eat. And he said, while the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept. For I said, Who can tell whether God will be gracious to me that the child may live? But now he is dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return unto me. I want you to think of those words tonight. I shall go to him, but he shall not return unto me. Then there's some familiar words of the Lord Jesus in John's Gospel, chapter 14. The Gospel of John, chapter 14. And the Lord Jesus in verse number 1 speaks and says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." And Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way?" And Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Ending there at verse number 6, and we know tonight that the Lord will add upon that reading, or these readings, from his own precious truth. God's message tonight is a lovely subject. And God wants me tonight to bring his message to you this evening, which will be the subject of heaven. I wonder, friend, tonight, are you asking yourself a question tonight? Is there such a place as heaven? Mr. McConnell, if there definitely is place called heaven, how can you prove to me tonight that there's such a place called heaven? Well, first of all, I can prove tonight there's a heaven. Lord Jesus proves to me that there's a heaven. He says, "I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also, because in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you." Do you know, wouldn't it be an awful thing if this is all we had this life? Wouldn't it be an awful thing that when you die like a dog, you go into the ground and that's it? Ah, but friends, tonight, listen. Thank God tonight there's a place called heaven. For those of us who know and love the Lord Jesus, and listen to me tonight, heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Heaven's not a prepared place for Protestant people. For many, there's a lot of stiff-necked, hard-necked Protestants. And they think they're going to heaven. Not going to heaven at all. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. For a people who has repented of their sin. And a person tonight, for a people who has came to the Lord Jesus by faith. Not by feelings, but by faith. Maybe that's what's wrong with you over this last 2 weeks. You've been waiting, feeling something. You're not saved by feelings, you're saved by faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But you know, friend, tonight, God wants to speak to you about heaven. He wants to show you tonight all about heaven. He wants to talk to you about heaven tonight. Do you know, I was up visiting my mother the day up at home. And as soon as I land at my mother's house, she has a list this long for wee jobs to do. And I went up the day thinking I was getting a day off. "Ach, son, you wouldn't do this for me." He says, "What's that?" "You wouldn't sweep the garden path." "All right, I'll sweep the garden path." "And you wouldn't gather the moss up round the side of the house." "All right, I'll gather." And honest to goodness, it was a day's work before dinner time. And as I was sweeping round and I went down to the lower garden for a wee bit of a dander, all of a sudden, leaves began to fall from the tree. And I thought to myself, as the autumn leaves must fade and fall, so you and I tonight will one day fade, and one will one day fall. You know something that struck me today? There were some of those leaves weren't completely faded. And that reminds me today, listen, you don't have to be old and faded to die. And tonight, God wants to ask you a question. If you have a loved one in heaven tonight, will you see them again? You see, heaven tonight brings great comfort. It brought great comfort to David tonight. Because you see, David knew beyond this little dead baby, beyond its little coffin, beyond its little grave, there's something David knew. David knew that little one. It was in a better place. He knew that little baby was. It wasn't heaven. Wonder tonight, is there someone here? And you had that horrible experience of placing a little one into Mother Earth. I want to bring you comfort tonight, for maybe there's people don't know this. Little ones tonight, Calvary covers them tonight. Unto such belongs the kingdom of God. And every baby, whether it's Protestant or Catholic, Muslim or any other, Calvary covers them, and tonight they're in heaven. And David knew tonight that this little one was in heaven. Wonder, am I speaking to someone tonight, or God speaking to them? You have a mother in heaven. She's been there now for quite a number of years. And maybe tonight, maybe that loved one in heaven is your father. A father tonight that wept for you. A father tonight that prayed for you. A father tonight that perhaps maybe this evening has witnessed to you. And time again, friends, that you can remember that father tonight. You can remember the father pleading with you. And tonight he's in glory, he's in heaven. And tonight you're still not saved. And your father and your mother that pleaded for you and prayed with you and friend taught you the gospel tonight. Tonight they're in heaven. And you're still not saved. Friend, what's it going to take tonight? Because if you have a loved one in heaven, whether that's a mother or a father, a brother, sister, wife, husband, child, you're never going to see them again unless you repent of your sin and come to the Lord Jesus. It was the 21st of February, 1983. Sergeant Gordon Wilson, one day before his 30th birthday, he was saved at the age of 15.
And him and a friend held gospel meetings in Warren Point at the age of 16. But one day before his 30th birthday, on the 21st of February, 83, Gordon Wilson, along with two colleagues, got out of the car in Armagh City. And as Gordon took cover, or as he gave cover to the two men that went into the shop, a booby trap explosion behind the wall was detonated. And Gordon was killed instantly. The evening of the funeral, his mother said, "One comfort I get today, in spite of this atrocity, is to know that Gordon's in heaven." You know, friend, tonight, if you have a loved one in heaven, that should bring you comfort tonight. Did you know tonight heaven is the land of the no mores? Revelation 21 verse 4, there'll be no more dying, no more crying, no more sorrowing, no more pain. Pastor Ivan Thompson used to say up there, there'll be no more heart valves, hip joints, hearing aids, walking sticks, for the former things will have passed away. Ivan used to say, heaven will be like one great praise night with no boring announcements. But that's not what makes heaven tonight. No more pain doesn't make heaven. No more sorrow doesn't make heaven. No more death doesn't make heaven. Your loved one doesn't make heaven. Do you know what makes heaven? Jesus is there. Jesus is there. But here's something. David could say, "I shall go to him. He shall not return unto me." We all know that bit. But here's the challenge. This should bring a challenge tonight. This should bring confrontation tonight to you. Can you say tonight from the bottom of your heart, you're going to be with your loved one in heaven? Are you going to heaven tonight? Are you going to see your mother's face again? Are you going to see your father's face again? Are you going to see your wife's face again, sir? Or your husband? Or your wee child? You see, the $60 million question is tonight, will you be there? Will you be there? 1958, the Faith Mission held a tent mission in a wee place called Clabby, on the other side of a place called Five Mile Town. A young couple who had just met before the mission started, called Eva Jordan and Ernie McLean, attended that mission. Ernie and Eva both fell in love and got married. But as a result of that mission, a number of years after that mission, God used what was said in that mission to bring Ernie McLean to Christ. And after 27 long years, Ernie prayed for, and Ernie pleaded with his wife to come to Christ. Ernie took an incurable heart disease, of which there was no cure. He was confined to bed. And as his wife sat at his bedside in those final days, Ernie took her by the hand. And he squeezed her hand and he said this, "Eva, I can't go. I can't go, Eva. I can't go thinking I'm never going to see your face again. I can't go, Eva, because I don't want to go to heaven without you. I can't go. I don't want to die." And he took her by the hand and he looked into her face. And his face flooded with tears. And thank God, suddenly, her face flooded with tears too. "Eva, Eva, will you not come to Christ? Let me die in peace. Let me die knowing I'm going to see you again." And Eva McLean, at the side of his bed, got down on her knees and she asked the Lord to save her. And holding on to Ernie's hand, Eva gave her life to the Lord. And Ernie says, "Eva, that's it. That's it now." And within half an hour, Ernie had gone to be with the Lord. Tonight, my dear unsaved friend, if you have a loved one in heaven tonight, do you know how they're there? They're there because of the cross. They are there because of what Christ done. They're there because they repented of their sin. They are there because they put their trust in Christ. They're there tonight because of the finished work of Calvary. And that's the only way you'll ever get into heaven. There's an old chorus some of the older folk may remember. You can't get to heaven in an old Ford car because the old Ford car cannot get you that far. You may have a better chance in the sitting, but you'll not get you any might get you a wee bit further. But there's only one person that can take you right in, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, who can save from sin. You know, friend, if you have a loved one in heaven tonight, that should bring you comfort. But it should bring you a consolation tonight. There's an old hymn and it goes like this. There are loved ones in the glory whose dear form we often miss. When you close your earthly story, will you join them in their bliss? You can picture happy gatherings around the fireside long ago, and you think of tearful partings as they left us long ago. One by one, their seats were emptied. One by one, they went away. Here the circle has been broken. Will it be complete one day? Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, in the better home awaiting. In the sky, will it? You have a loved one in heaven tonight. When all of life is over,
Will the circle be unbroken tonight?
David could say, I shall go to him. You see, David was saved. David knew the Lord. Tell me this, will you see your dad tonight again? Will you see your mother again? Can you say, I shall go on to my father? I shall go on to my mother. I shall go on to my child. You'll only be able to say that tonight if you have repented of your sin and trusted the Savior. It brings great consolation. The child could not return to him, but he knew he could go on to it. You know, there's a lady who lived beside me in Auchnacloy called Maureen. Maureen McCrum. She was a very hard lady. But she gave birth to a lovely little girl called Judith. But Judith was born with a hole in her heart. One day, as she was feeding Judith on her knee, Judith suddenly died. Without warning. Through that, Maureen McCrum came to know the Lord. And 10 years ago, Maureen herself went home to be with the Lord. I can take you to another home, outside the little village of Benburb, where God was speaking to a man under conviction of sin for many years. On the Sunday before Christmas of 2014, this man's son and daughter were coming home from a carol service. And the daughter pulled out in front of another car and the wee boy was killed. He was just 11. That August, that wee boy was saved at a holiday Bible club. And when they brought the coffin home, and when the coffin was opened, Fred the father got down beside the coffin and gave his life to the Lord. You that hope tonight? Two Faith Mission pilgrims many years ago on the Antrim coast were conducting a mission. In those days, the Faith Mission pilgrims stayed at a home where the mission was being conducted, and this mission was being conducted in a field of a farmer who kept sheep. And one of the Faith Mission pilgrims asked the farmer what he was doing in the morning. He says, I'm going round to round up a square of ewes. He says, would you mind if I go out with you? He says, boys, I'll be glad of the extra hand. So one of the pilgrims got up and went with this farmer. But there was one ewe, and he couldn't turn her. No matter what way he tried to put her, she went in the opposite direction. You see, she had a wee lamb with her. And she done everything to protect the wee lamb. And the pilgrim said to the farmer, he says, he'll never turn her. He says, you watch and you learn. The farmer went, but he got the wee lamb. And he put the lamb under his arm, headed up the field, and the ewe just stood there looking at him. And on the farmer went with the lamb under the arm. And as soon as the lamb disappeared into the shed, the ewe come running up the field and into the barn. You know, that Faith Mission pilgrim learned a lesson that day. Sometimes God has to take the wee lambs to bring us in. My good friend Trevor Gillander. That's what happened to him. That's why he wrote the book, A Little Child Shall Lead Them. I don't want to mention names tonight, but in hospital, there was a wee child dying. And the parents had no church connection. They'd know nothing. And a nurse who I know very, very, very well decided to bring her in the book, Kyle, written by a girl who goes to our church, Kyle Shields, written by Alison Shields. A book concerning her story through the death of a child. Nurse brought it in. And while the wee one was still alive in hospital, she devoured the book. Couldn't get enough of it. And then this nurse brought in Trevor's book. A Little Child Shall Lead Them. In that hospital ward, through reading that book, both mommy and daddy came to know the Lord. And today they themselves have written a book. Sometimes God does take wee lambs to bring us home to glory. You see, that's how serious God is today concerning your soul. But never you mind the wee lambs tonight. You think of the Lamb tonight. The Lamb of God, which was for sinners slain. And on that old rugged blood-stained cross, he died for you and for me. And his blood was shed because tonight, that's what God demanded. Because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. And the Lord Jesus Christ tonight is the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. The Lamb of God which will bring you home to heaven. But will you repent of your sin tonight? Will you come? When Dwight Eisenhower was dying in the Walter Reed Memorial Hospital in Washington, his good friend Dr. Billy Graham visited him while he was there. He says, Dr. Graham and Billy, he called them, he was personal friends. Billy, I'm glad you've come. Why is that? Said Billy Graham. He says, because death for me is on the horizon. And he says, I want to be sure that I'm going to heaven. And Billy Graham took him to John 14 and verse number 6 and pointed it out. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And Dwight Eisenhower in that hospital on that bed gave his life to Christ. Listen tonight, love. Listen tonight, sir. There's no heaven for you if you don't come to Christ. Just hell. For hell is as real as heaven. So what will it be tonight? Will it be heaven? Will it be hell? Will it be too late? Friend, what will it be tonight? David had the assurance that he was going to see that wee baby again. Tell me, have you the assurance of seeing your father again, seeing your mother again, seeing your husband again, seeing your wife again, seeing your child again? Have you? Because if you don't have Christ, you have no assurance. No assurance of heaven. No assurance of hope. No assurance of nothing. Why don't you put that to bed tonight? Come to Christ. If you have a loved one in heaven, will you see them again?